that New Zealand didn't open up the doors.
Come on in. Already landed. Yeah.
Red stags. Himalaya tar. I've shot a few pigs in New Zealand.
Okay, let's get going. Let's dispense with the pledge and the prayer. Is that okay, everybody?
Yep.
Yes. Declaration of abstentions or conflict of interest. Anybody got conflicted interest here? You're from Canada. You're conflicted with everything.
I'm conflicted with everything in the county.
Okay. Consider approval of an agreement between the district and the Hope Group for a line extension and contribution to the news source. So let's we welcome you guys here, by the way.
All right. Yeah, we've got Dan Mariama, who's with Henry's Place. He's on the phone here, it looks like, or on the Zoom. And then Justin said he was at the stoplight, so he should be pulling in here in a second. And this is Blaine and Nathan, for any of you who don't know Blaine or Nathan, hopefully. So,
came to your board meeting about 4 months ago.
Well, I'll stand here for social distance. We want you to stay.
Yeah.
That's going to be your excuse.
What's that?
Everybody walked in with a good excuse. So.
Yeah. It wasn't good enough. We're still here.
Well, we're still here.
Yeah.
I'm racing around trying to get Bart to work at the car wash.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. I felt really stupid. I went to Dick Rice Machinery and I said, need you to fabricate this part because it's too long with the new motor. They stopped making the motor they have, so they got a different motor and they have a retrofit thing, but it won't allow it to swing around and it hits. So it won't turn and oscillate the freighter. So I'm going, I just need you to drill that hole up about an eighth of an inch, put a new set screw in it, put a new part. I'm going through all the stuff and you go, Dick, or it's not Dick Grass, it's Mike Grass. Why don't you just move the bolt? Okay, I feel stupid. You cut the bolt off, move it over, drill a new hole, put a new bolt in it. Yeah, that'll work.
You overthunk it.
Something has never changed.
Well, they don't talk about that kind of stuff in law school. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, I said I should have figured it out from the farm. I guarantee my dad would have figured that one out in a hurry.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, let's go. There's two agreements that there's one that we already agreed, but I just want to basically do the same thing, maybe have the board approve it again, and that's the water service agreement between Henry's and the district and the Hope Group. So it's a three-way agreement, and why did that just go?
I think it's a three-way.
Okay. So anyway, there's just a couple of changes that we wanted to make sure that the board was okay with and clear with. And Justin and I have spent a good part of the week working on this and getting it to where we feel comfortable with it. And so some of the changes from when the last time the board looked at it, some of the bigger changes are just the fact that we know the costs and a little bit more of what we're getting into. We do have the well purchase agreement that has been signed by the Vandenbergs. And so we approved this last month, so we just need to have Brent sign this and approve it. As long as you guys are still all good with that, we approved it again just a couple weeks ago. So there's that. We know what the costs are for that well, at least as know as good as we can with what the prices of pipe are going to be.
We intend to case that with a 12-inch.
Yes.
All the way down. Rather pack it all the way up to 100 feet and then cement, and we're done with it. We've got a brand new well.
Yeah. It'll pump out the top.
It'll pump probably at least 600-700 gallons a minute. That's about as good a deal as I've seen you make. Paul, we may give you a promotion.
Yeah.
I'll buy you an ice cream.
Yeah.
I support that. We're not going to pay for it. We'll support the promotion.
Paul, the sound is coming in and out now.
Yeah,
is that?
What Brent is saying.
Okay. You know what? I've got a... we've got a conference call phone here that would probably be better, and then we can just share the screen. So... why don't I those of you guys that are online, if you just want to call the office number here, we'll plug you in. Does that work?
What's the number?
865-9901.
Is it 115?
Yeah.
You totally cut out.
Let me see if I can type it in. Yeah, that's definitely a... Next. This is just loading up, Terry. Not yet. Oh, yeah, there it is. 114. Somebody on there? Okay.
One mute Terry now.
All right, Terry.
Terry,
are you still on hold, Terry?
Thanks. Now it's coming through, but it.
Tell her to mute her from the computer. Okay. It's getting you back.
I'll get it here. All right, can you hear us better now, Terry?
Yes. It's repeating itself, though.
Okay. I should be muted now on my computer, so that should work better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else did we get to call in? Did Dan call in?
Dan should be on, too.
Yeah, I'm on in.
Curtis doesn't call.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you good.
Great.
Okay. One thing that Justin brought up that we may want to consider as we consider these things, as we consider both the agreements, is whether or not the district wanted to go ahead and move forward and purchase the pipe that we are going to put in as part of the purchase agreement for this well. So,
translation is we're being told by Nathan here everything goes up June 1st, 35%. All the joints, which means your pipe's probably going up too. So if it's going up 35% before June 1st, maybe we ought to buy it right now and stockpile it.
If you can. Can you buy it?
I don't know.
Well, they could. If
you call Schultz, they lost the price in.
You might get a little bit full. Spencer, we just put a work on our pivot out on Spencer's, and he cleaned out everything Mountain Line had from Pocatello, Idaho to Las Vegas. Of 12-inch PIP. Really, we're not probably worried about PIP.
We don't necessarily need a pipe. We'll tell them you can deliver it in 6 months. We just want to put an order in now.
We need to get the order.
And
just get a price.
A lot
of the price.
A lot of the price.
Yeah.
If they'll do that, too.
Is that pipe that, heaven forbid, this falls through, is that pipe we could still use on other stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. other stuff where it seems like it's, we could probably turn around and sell it, make a profit on it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think you gotta buy it right now if it's gonna go up that much.
I agree.
I'm playing that game every week, so. Mm.
Okay, so let's just kind of keep that on the side burner, and then we'll approach that towards the end. So what we have here then is a couple of adjustments that have been made. We got the water rights from everyone. We included the way that the water rights will be transferred over to the district. And then we have the costs. You know, we have the current well driller's estimate, and then the cost to basically acquire the well, and that's fully equipping it. So that includes the purchase, or the purchase of the estimated installation of the pipe, which is, I think we have $30 a linear foot. And I know the Hopelings, they have right now hoping to get $25 a linear foot to install theirs. So that's the other thing too, is potentially we could just maybe have your guys order us some of that pipe as well, potentially. But so that's some of the costs that we have included in there and identified for the project. We have the different alternatives broken down. So there's alternative one of drilling the well, and this breaks it down now of how we would cost share this. And this is where it's a little bit different. We had a different accounting system before, how we would divide all this up. This way we just simply did it in thirds, where we each would just pay for a third of the project. So this is drilling the well, it would cost each of us $107,000. Purchasing the well, estimated to cost $75,000. So initially we were, the district was going to do some other contributions, and as well as $50,000 that we had that we were going to do with the interconnection with Cedar City. We got $50,000 from Sunset Subdivision. We were going to take that and we were going to put that in towards this source instead of connecting with Cedar City. So instead of doing that, as well as we were going to do the engineering and all these other things, which were pretty much equivalent to $75,000, we just split it into thirds. So
we kind of feel like, you know, it's the old greed factor again. Obviously, as we do this and the district is trying to facilitate this, everybody wants it done at the cheapest price. We're not going to spend any more than we have to. They don't want to spend any more than they have to. So let's just make it a third equal, and everybody suffers the same, but everybody wins the same as well.
And this includes the pipe to connect to the whole group and to the existing.
No, this is just to do the well. The whole group will pay for their own pipe to bring it up. This is just to put the pipe well in pipe to the Vandenberg place, which is what we've agreed to do to exchange for this well. But we're getting a well for a much better price than we could drill a well, and we know that we know what water we got, which is awesome.
So just to kind of reiterate what you're saying there, so the Hope Group, they'll take it out of the north end of the subdivision and take it up to their system up here. And Henry's Place, of course, is over here, so they've got to pay for an increased booster system so that they have the pressures that they need. And we have line items for each of those and those cost estimates. So this is the total cost estimate, Brent, on the well, first of all, some of your costs that you were talking about as far as grouting the well, the 12-inch casing, and new pump and motor, VFD installation. So it's got everything that we need, SCADA. And so that's the cost to retrofit the well is $129,000. Acquiring the well, again, $30 a linear foot, 3,200 feet of pipe, is the $96,000. So that's how you get the total of the $225,000 for the purchase of the well. And then that breaks down to the $75,000. And then your question on the Hope Group themselves, so they'll pay the this is just their project right here, so $126,000. And then you add in the cost of the well, $75,000. And it's 213 is overall that they'll be paying for what they need. And then that's just an easement. Where did Henry's place go? Maybe I skipped over it.
It's down at the bottom, Paul.
Okay, it's just slow. Thanks, Dan. So Henry's place has the increased pumps and other piping there at the pump house, so they have increased pressure up at that zone. So there's a $60,000 on top of the well cost, which is $135,000. Justin, what other changes or adjustments have we made to this since the board last approved it?
Dan's got to jump through some hoops with his people and the Board of Trustees. The Hope Group wants to go now because they want to beat this June 1st race. So we did another document, a supplement document that just basically says that, which is this document, which says we entered a contract now with them on the water service agreement, and we entered a contract in this supplement agreement. If push comes to shove and the time comes that Henry doesn't, for some reason Henry's never signs or joins, then we'll split the price half and half. And they'll do half and we'll do half. But so they can go now, and it gives Henry's place the time to go meet with their board and do what they need to do. I can't imagine they wouldn't do this because Brinca is cheaper than, and it's a known commodity. They're way better ahead with this now. We're all better ahead now. We have the Vandenberg well. So, but it gives them time to get to their board and do what they need to do. Dan indicated he needed hard numbers for his board, so we think we're there with the hard numbers, barring what materials are going to do for us.
Inflation, yeah.
Inflation and whatever they do. So what this agreement does is this agreement just says they'll go first. If Henry's never joins, then we'll split the cost. So their cost is going to go up, our cost is going to go up. But we still have our second well, which services Sunset Subdivision, and we don't have to work with Cedar City, which, you know, they really didn't want us to connect in, but they agreed to do it. And so this fixes everything. So. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Dan, do you have any other anything you'd like to add? Any comments or questions? I know you've had a ton of time to review it, but
yeah, and I wish I'd had more time to get back to you before this. No, I'm excited about this proposal, the way it's shaping out, and that sort of stuff. The only real big substantive thing I think that is probably relevant to this group that I'm going to make a recommendation on is that we clarify basically like management responsibilities for the different phases of this project, different parts of this. So like who's responsible for what, who's responsible for making decisions, what happens if, you know, if the district wants to, if we happen to end up drilling a new well or even just improving the existing well, if the district says, hey, I think we need to go an extra 200 feet, where do the responsibility of Hope and Henry's as you know, participating parties, how do we work that stuff out? I don't anticipate needing that to be grossly detailed, but I know that's part of what I'm going to have to clarify for my board.
Yeah, well, once this is signed and the money's there, it's all the district with the ownership, but we can definitely clarify that.
Well, the district will control the installation because while their contractor, for instance, while Hope's contractor is putting it in, we will inspect, our engineers will inspect it because we got to make sure that it's done according to drinking water standards and complies with everything we need to. So we will monitor to make sure it goes in correctly.
Well, the other thing I think I think he was asking if there is. Are you saying more in the future, Dan, or are you talking about just during construction?
I thought.
I'm talking about with us having made an agreement to split the cost three ways. We have kind of a baseline for what that looks like, but we haven't actually established like if we decide those costs need to come up for whatever reason, like, you know, if you do some testing and you're like, hey, you know, we really think based on the drawdown that we ought to go down another few hundred feet in this well. We're right now, as the agreement's written, signed up to help with that extra 200 feet, and so we just want to make sure there's a clear path to saying yes, we agree, or no, we don't. And you know, the potential for cost of balloon at different alternatives, you know, whatever alternative is selected, how do we want to do that? For example, if we ended up with the alternative where we drill our own well, whether it be on Henry's Place or next to it, it's currently bid out or estimated out at a 480-foot well. If we decide now we need to go down to 1,000 feet, that there needs to be some clarification of how we make that decision. So I don't anticipate any issues, and I certainly don't anticipate us being a roadblock for that. It's just a matter of fiscal prudence of when we say we'll be a third, we just want to know what we're a third of. So does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't think we know exactly what a third is going to be. Obviously, it's more the greed factor than anything else. That's one thing about everyone having to split. The district's not going to spend any more money than they have to. I get what you're saying. What you don't want to do is pay for a Cadillac when a Honda works. We're going to follow our standards with regard to drilling, the depth, everything else, right, Paul? We've got to comply with those standards in order to meet drinking water standards. So we're never going to have the drawdown. I think certainly there is a risk there, but we think it's minimal because right now you're pumping. What do you think, Brent? How much are we pumping?
You mean in that well?
Yeah.
Probably 800 to 900 gallons a minute at least.
We're pumping 800 or 900 gallons a minute. We'll never touch that for the next
foreseeable future.
We're never going to touch that because we'll pump that for you know 30 minutes and then the tank will be full and we're done. And we'll never pull the water out of it. So I don't think the drawdown or happen deep in the well is realistic. We can certainly
under alternative one it would be.
I know it's there, but we don't know what the cost is until we scope it.
But I guess I
don't want to try to I just want to be clear that my goal here is I'm happily living here in Cedar City where people do stuff without contracts because they don't want to have to go down to the other aisle at Walmart when they see somebody. My funding streams are coming from people in Las Vegas who are used to somebody smiling at you and sticking a knife in your back. And so part of what I'm doing is I'm having to address those fears for the sources of my funding. An open-ended, hey, let's just depend on these guys to be good guys kind of a commitment is scary to the folks that are the ones that are ultimately going to be approving the check. And so what I'm not trying to, like, constrain anything. I'm not trying to take charge of anything.
Well,
just trying to minimize exposure because I know that I won't get an agreement if I don't, and I really want this agreement. I think this is excellent for us.
If we can just make an agreement, say, look, if this doesn't work out, then Henry beats out, and we'll do it on our own.
I don't think we want that either. We want to partner, right? But,
that's an option.
But I think really what we might be able to do is just put a cap limit under each of these alternatives and just say if it goes over, let's say each of us, our contribution and alternative two, if it's going to go over 125 each or 150 each, then we need to
get back together and approve.
If we have to
deepen the well so that we can meet water standards for the state, that's on the conservancy, not on the whole.
Yeah, in the future.
Then. So I think what he's asked is if we have to go down deeper, who's going to eat that? And we just need to say we have to eat it because we're held to a different standard than they are, as they're two groups. Because we're supplying to.
But on the other hand, we wouldn't be deepening the well. We wouldn't need to be doing this well, but for these guys coming in. So we're incurring an expense that normally we wouldn't. But there is a huge benefit to the district later on.
So it has a whole bunch of apples and oranges, and we just need to figure it out. So I guess Henry cannot sign the agreement for a period of time until this fall, but the reality is we can't get into this well until
November.
And here's the risk. I think, Dan, the selling point to your people are is you can go drill a new well, and you may never hit water. So the risk is much higher with because we know we got water, and you don't know if you're going to find water.
Yeah.
So
I am 110% in favor of this agreement. I think this is, in every way you look at it, an advantageous thing for Henry's Place. It's just not my checkbook, and so I've got to be able to just address the questions that people are bringing up. So,
Justin, can we have two unknowns?
Okay, so in order to move forward with this, if we're looking at approving this, Dan, do you think you'd be okay if we had, if the motion includes something where there's a cap on the dollar amount, a percentage amount above what is estimated right now, and if it exceeds that percentage amount, then we'll get back together as the three parties and approve whether or not we want to go beyond that?
I think that would be helpful depending on where the cap sat. So that seems like it would work. And I want to just say as well, thinking about the group here, is if it makes sense for us to participate in something beyond, like if you set the cap too low and it makes sense for us to participate beyond that, that's just a risk you take by setting a cap. I don't think we're like, hey, we refuse to pay more than X dollars. The fight that I'm fighting is, hey, we don't want to sign up to fund somebody else's project, if that makes sense. So we want to totally pay our fair share of what we're getting for our needs and everything like that. But the fears that I have to address are the fears that because we're working with an entity that has other things in their pot and everything like that, that you guys, and this isn't me speaking, this is the folks that do my funding, but the fear is that you guys will go, oh, well, we've got Henry participating in this. Let's take this a little bit further because it's going to help us 20 years down the road or something like that. I don't anticipate you doing that, but that's the fear that I'm having to address.
Well, you can just tell them that we're the government and we're here to help.
I've actually gotten that feedback several times.
The issue, Dan, though, again, I just reiterate, is I think the way maybe to explain it to these people, your group is that they're at a much higher risk drilling the new well than they are deepening this well. Because they drill a well, they may never hit water. You may go down at that.
I don't think he's saying deepening. He's just saying it's an open-ended cost.
I understand. So it's an open-ended cost. But drilling the well is an open-ended cost. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because you have no idea whether you're going to drill two holes. Bob Holt, Albert Canaverville, drilled nine holes before he hit water. So there is risk to this. But I guess my question is does Henry's Place need to sign it right now? Do we need to sign right now, or can they wait until October when we pull the pump and the season's over with?
Well, I guess...
Our challenge... I think we benefit from signing it sooner rather than later. But our challenge is if we don't sign this agreement until October and we go, oh, you know what, let's turn around and go backwards and like drill our own well again. Now our timeline puts us into, you know, having our well next year and everything like that. And so it becomes a mess for other things we have going on as well, or at least potentially have going on. So, like I said, I'm a big fan of this agreement, and I think that was Justin talking. I couldn't really tell, but Justin, if that was you, the kind of the challenge that I have is the guy that actually is going to write the check for this water project. He would be happy to drill three wells if he was in control and knew that it was all, you know, according to his standards and his assessment and his evaluation, it was all made sense. He would be he is extraordinarily unhappy to have somebody else tell him that he needed to do something that he thought was a stupid idea. And so that's part of what I'm that's what I'm wrestling against is this fear that, hey, you know, if we take the risk ourselves, we can make the decisions ourselves. But if somebody, if we're assuming risks with somebody else, they could pull us down a hole that we don't want to go. And again, I just want to reemphasize, I think this proposal is great. I think that everything you guys are talking about and the direction we've been going is great. I think Henry's Place benefits greatly from being part of it. I just think that there's just a couple more things that we need to do to make sure that it's not just open-ended.
So. But let me just tell you, Dan, one of the reasons as Paul and I worked on this, and we went to a third, is because is for that very reason, was to give your people more comfort, again, because of the greed factor. We're obviously not going to spend a bunch more money than we have to. We're going to, we have a fiscally responsible duty as a board to make sure that we use the money wisely, that's the public's money. We're not going to spend any more money than we have to bring this water system within compliance. So I guess I could put a clause in there that says, we will not seek to deepen the well or incur expenses provided that the well meets current drinking water standards. And we will bring it to minimum drinking water standards at the joint cost. And if we decide to buy a Cadillac, we'll pay the difference.
Yeah, I mean, that would be helpful. I didn't really take into account as I've been reviewing it the fact that we went to surge instead of the specific cost breakouts we had earlier. So that will be helpful. But yeah, again, it just comes down to having a say in overall exposure. It's not even a matter of bottom line exposure. It's a matter of being able to say yes or no if that exposure increases. So.
So will the cap work on that then? Should we do the?
So if we say we'll bring it to cap? Minimum drink water standards, anything above and beyond that, the district will.
And by a drink, you mean the state of Utah?
The state of Utah. Whatever the state of Utah says, we comply with the laws that we need to comply with to provide a good, viable system. And if we go beyond that and we decide we want the Cadillac version, then the district will pay for the Cadillac version while we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll charge that extra water bill. That's not helping.
Okay. Well, I think that's easy to do. I think we can look at that. So, if this is ready to approve, the district plans on signing both this agreement as well as the supplemental agreement, right?
Yeah, so I will just amend this agreement. We'll have them sign it, but I'll just amend the agreement and state in there that, you know, we will bring the well to minimum drinking water standards that satisfy the state of Utah's drinking water standards. And if we decide to upgrade the well for our convenience, then we will pay the additional cost.
Okay.
So we'll follow our engineering recommended standards.
Okay, so I'll make a motion. We approve it.
Paul, if you guys are thinking about signing this right now, then let me bring up one other thing to you, because I don't know if it's substantive to your decision right now. Our breakdown in costs for the increasing the system pressure, so it's suitable up at our level at Henry's Place. That breakdown includes a $24,000 fire flow pump.
Right.
We've got a under the existing system, we have a fire flow test that the Cedar City Fire Department did in February of 2017, where we got above minimum fire flow requirement at our hydrant. So that I don't think that $24,000 pump needs to be in there unless there's something else that I'm not seeing.
Is that
okay.
Is that an 8-inch line to the fire hydrant or a 6 or a what? Is it 4 or 6?
It's an 8 until it gets onto our property, and then it necks down to a 6. So it goes, I think, about 450 feet or so to in a 6-inch line to the hydrant.
4-inch line's illegal, so is it like 4? Just making sure. The line's up for
okay, ready for a motion?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We approve the three-way agreement between the district and the and Henry's Group and the Hope Group with the provision that discussed that we'll bring it to minimum drinking water standards, and then the district will incur additional costs if necessary beyond that. And do you want that point of that pump taken out of the agreement, or we need to approve that or make that part of the motion?
I'd rather talk to my engineers and talk about it. Maybe
keep the motion that the fire hydrant still has minimum.
Okay.
It needs to have the fire flow.
Fire flow. All
right, and then fire flow has minimum legal requirements involved.
Okay.
So let's set it that way.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Did you get that all written down?
I can stay later and.
Here till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. So there's that agreement, and then there's this supplemental agreement that allows the Hope Group to move forward. So if Henry's Place does not participate in this, if they end up not signing the agreement, then it's just a two-way split between us and the Hope Group.
Okay. Motion to approve the supplemental agreement then between Hope Group and the district.
4, 9.6, 11.8.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
Motion adjourned.
Anything else on the agenda? I guess not.
No, I think that's it. I guess the other thing before you fully adjourn is. You want us to
about this pipe?
Pursue hard on this pipe?
If we can save a few dollars.
Yeah, I think that's why we're here. Yeah.
Okay.
Pursue it if we can save some money.
Been battling this for 6 months. Anytime you can save money, do it.
Okay. I would be curious if your guy can get another 3,200 feet of 8-inch. Sure. If you could ask him that, and then we'll pay for that. If you wouldn't mind doing that.
Okay.
Or at least getting us a price for it, and then I can compare costs.
It's
just
C900. Okay, motion still on the table.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Terry.
Come on, Jamie.
All right.
Appreciate it. See ya.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for
what else is Henry's?